How are you feeling?
I'll never again question your judgment when natural remedies are concerned. I've recovered enough for a short walk, I think.
A walk? Are you sure?
Quite sure. Come on. Let's go together.
Are you sure about this?
Absolutely sure.
I do not receive visitors.
You'll receive us.
It's as well that we talk here, in private, where there can be no eavesdropping.
What can there be to talk about that requires such privacy?
I think you know that.
I've lived so long among savages and beyond the law that I've got into the way of being a law unto myself. You'll do well not to forget it. I've no desire to do you an injury.
Nor are you, Dr. Sterndale, which is why I've come here and not to the police.
What do you mean?
You know perfectly well what I mean. And my next step depends entirely on the nature of your defense.
My defense? My defense against what?
Against the charge of killing Mortimer Tregennis.
Do all your successes depend on this sort of bluffing?
I depend only on the truth, sir. The facts. Facts, such as your return from Plymouth.
I came back to assist in the inquiry.
They're unconvincing and inadequate. Facts, such as your subsequent actions. Now, after I refused to tell you my suspicions, you went to the vicarage. You waited outside it for some time and only then returned to your cottage.
How do you know that?
I followed you.
I saw no one.
That is what you may expect to see when I follow you. You spent a restless night at your cottage and you formed certain plans. Just before daybreak, you left by the front door, grabbing a handful of gravel from the pile heaped by your gate.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
You walked swiftly to the vicarage. Once there, you passed through the orchard and along by the side hedge until you were under Mortimer Tregennis's bedroom. It was just daylight, but no one was awake. You took some of the gravel and threw it at the window. It took three handfuls before he opened it and looked down.
You are the devil himself.
Thank you for the compliment.
Who's there?
What do you want? Come down here, Tregennis. Unless you want me to bring you down.
Wait there.
He dressed hurriedly and came down to his sitting room. You entered by the window. There was an interview, a short one, during which you walked rapidly up and down.
You were there. No one was there.
You lit the lamp and added the crystals. Then you went out the same way you'd entered. Your final act was to smoke a cigar and stand by the window watching what was happening inside. Then you left.
I told him that if he moved an inch from the table, I'd shoot him. But he didn't move. He was paralyzed at the sight of my revolver. Paralyzed with fear.
For God's sake, man, why? Why?
This is why.
Brenda Tregennis.
But it doesn't make sense. Her brother had to die because you'd already killed her.
I didn't kill her. I didn't kill her. He did.
Good God above. His plan was to kill all three of them, and then the grieving brother would reluctantly inherit the estate.
He killed her for money. For money and for property. Stupid, empty, meaningless things. For years I've loved Brenda Tregennis. For years she's loved me. People have marveled that I buried myself away in this place. Yes, well, now you know why. It held the one thing on earth that was dear to me.
Why did you never marry?
I am married. To a wife who left me years ago and whom, by the deplorable laws of England, I could not divorce.
And so you waited?
Yes, both of us waited. And